two baseball games going on at the same time.
We're good to go?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll call the meeting to order. It's 11. 5:35. All right. We're going to get a motion to approve minutes.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Let's let Petite had asked earlier if we could move her, what's it, Local 9? To the top of the agenda because she has some things that she wanted to do, maybe get out of here a little earlier. So, if everybody's agreeable, we will move that up.
Thank you. So, you know, after the public comment, I'm sorry. So after the public comment that you received, I see that there is some confusion about the, you know, in the spirit of the law, it is supposed to be a traffic notification. It became a philosophical debate about whether you support euthanasia or TNR. So the references to TNR have been removed. We do need to have a motion for that, it's my understanding, through Vicki. And she also has, in writing from both counsel, for the majority and the minority, that this does not change the law significantly enough to have to go out for another public comment.
Well, you don't think the county attorney about
that? Don't know if she reached out to the public to the county attorney, but definitely to the majority and minority. Also, I don't know if you got a chance to look through all your emails yet, but there was a letter from Action Market. Again, since TNR is being pulled out, it's not as significant, but the trap, neuter, and return is not a violation of the law as per a letter of determination from Ag and Market, and there was also a letter submitted by the American Bar Association that echoed that. So, but again, we're trying to stay away from any philosophical debate about what's better, trap, neuter, and return, or euthanasia, free roaming cats.
So it turns into mostly a notification.
It's a notification law, which originally, in the spirit of it, is what it was supposed to be.
Okay. Now,
I had sent Laura some suggestions, and unfortunately I didn't forward them to myself, so I'm not sure if they're on my device. But there are a couple of places where I think that the law doesn't, that the language hasn't been cleaned up enough so that it will really work.
Okay.
And one thing, this isn't a redlined version that we have in that was sent electronically, right?
Yeah, everybody has copies of the drawing. It's not red, but it's
black. Yeah, right, struck through.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. One difficulty with the definitions, which is Section 2, is that if we say that this is covering TNR volunteers, then this wouldn't cover the people who are going out and who are not saying that they do any trap, neuter, release, which was with such as Project Cat. I don't think they necessarily call themselves trap, neuter volunteers.
No.
And they are not setting traps, quote, and this is from the definition as it is there, with the intention of trapping feral and stray cats in order to sterilize, vaccinate, ear tip, and place for adoption or return the cats to their owner or to the locations where they are captured. I think that's not all, what they're hired to do is not covered by that definition. So I suggested just, means any person who sets traps.
You're saying, so the volunteer should be any person who
individually on behalf of the foreign organization or operations
sets
traps with the intention of trapping feral and or stray cats, period.
Okay.
But we don't care what their motivation
is. Right, exactly. Okay.
So
removed.
Yeah, in there too. Right.
And then I have,
and that's a good one because then they'll cover every trapping operation. Okay.
Yeah. And I had sent you some others.
So start at the end. I looked at the email right submitted the and there could have been a whole bunch of emails before yours. I'm sorry.
I don't yet really know how to search on here very well. So I need to get it.
Oh, this one's already in
the second one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the old one.
Yeah. And then behind it will be the newer one. Yep, there you go. Okay. Now more.
Okay. Okay.
And now do the cat here. Right there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The cat appears, and then you can write down the meter.
Yeah. Just sterilize, just like you do. Oh, right. That's your
first. Oh, new calls, yeah. Would it be under your set card? I didn't send it from this device. I sent it to Laura separately because I thought she could evaluate whether she wanted them or not. Then I should have brought it to tonight. So sorry.
Well, it's not just those articles, so it did something maybe.
That's, yeah.
I think this was the most important of them.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a couple like this where, if you left it the way it was, it would
open it up
in ways I think we didn't intend.
Yeah.
So I think that we can go on.
You're shipping the other one then? Or that's just a definition?
That was just a definition. There's a section on the euthanasia with the...
You wanted to clean that up.
Yeah.
The language actually says, unless certified in writing by a licensed veterinarian.
What section is that?
That is section 5. Yes. Section 5, subsection 7. If the cat is euthanized, include the date, location, and name of the licensed vet.
Okay.
Conducting
the euthanasia. Right. So what's modified in
it? It would have to be name of the licensed veterinarian providing this, the...
Conducting the euthanasia?
No, it has to be certified in writing, so how would you stick that in there? Providing a certificate? No. A name of the licensed veterinarian providing the
service?
No.
Yeah. I think you want it just that the vet orders the euthanasia.
Right.
A written copy of the veterinarian's order for the cat to be euthanized?
Yes.
Is that it?
Order of euthanasia certified in writing.
Where is section
5? Section 5, subsection 7. Veterinarian not conducting, providing the written certification for euthanasia. Providing.
I think that would do it. Provide, instead of conducting the euthanasia, the last three words, substitute. Providing the written document.
The written certification. For or of?
For euthanasia.
Written certification.
Okay. Yeah, that's basically...
So this is to address the fact that these people who are certified to do euthanasias could still do them, but they have to be ordered to do it by a vet. The vet himself or herself does not have to conduct the euthanasia.
Providing the written certification for euthanasia.
Right.
And all of the other
structures
are also part of the Fifth Amendment, right? Everywhere I see, like, okay.
Yes.
I just want to get it.
I think those are the other ones. There's maybe a smaller thing. I'll find the email.
Are we going to make some kind of form or something for the towns?
Some of the town clerks ask us to do that.
Are we required to when we present a law to create the form? I mean, it would be nice, but...
Do we have legal authority to require a town
clerk? The law exempts, or the law says that... that they were not trying to preempt local posting rules.
Right. But what if they don't have any?
Then they should do this.
Well, I'm thinking that we should generate some type of form thing, because then it would be all the information that that we would like to see. Otherwise, it could just be they're doing it and that's...
Mm.
You would have no other information.
I think it would be good to do. It would be simple to do. But I'm sure the clerks could help come up with one. And we wouldn't have to include it in the law and say it has to be that. It could be just supplementary material that this, such as in the sample form or something.
But we should have particular things that we want included, though.
Yeah, that's in here.
Yeah, it is. It's listed under the notification. Notifications have to be publicly posted. It has to have the date, the beginning and the end of any trapping operation, with a location and reason for trapping. The name of the organization, the list of people who are volunteering, along with contact information. And they do have to show proof of access to a universal microchip scanner, which is state law now.
Came up when I was talking to somebody about this. Is there a monthly fee for, because I've heard of a few pets that were scanned, but they weren't registered, which I was like, why wouldn't you register them?
Mm-hmm.
But someone told me that when you can get them checked, but to mm-hmm. keep them registered, you have to pay a monthly or yearly fee.
I never heard of that.
So.
Yeah, have you ever heard of that?
I just found that out yesterday, so I haven't had a chance to see whether that's true.
To the best of my knowledge, when they insert the chip, it's got the data programmed into it, and then once that's in there, it's in there.
Yeah.
So, and it would have the name of the owner.
Because I'm talking to somebody who got their cat chipped, and they didn't wind up registering it because they found out they had to pay whatever fee a year.
It may be that registration makes it a smoother system if it gets scanned, and then
there's additional service.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And, you know, like. A bank offers additional services.
But I have heard of pets being scanned and not having them registered.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only thing that would make sense is if there was a fee involved and they didn't pay the fee after they already did the...
Yeah. I mean, I have to look
into that. Yeah, we should have that maybe in here.
But the consumer watch group look into that, because that's horrible. You charge somebody and they think
that's
the cat is protected and that information will be available and then they have to pay
forever. I was told that whether, you know, I haven't confirmed that at all, but
it could be an
through the DA's office.
I mean, the only assumption would be that you could register it because if you change your address or your phone number, or it would then be attached to that chip, but, you know, otherwise when it goes in, the data's in there.
I don't think it affects the small, but maybe we could clarify who's going to follow up. And it sounds like they follow up with some microchipping company first.
Mm-hmm. And then, I'll try to get hold of that tomorrow and see what their deal is.
And we're going to be doing a big microchipping event, so we'll need that information.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if they're ripping people off,
that would be a totally different story. If you're paying $30 and having your cat done and you're done, or paying $30 and then paying every year to
every month
to
or whatever. Yeah,
ask for our registration fee on top of that.
Yeah,
it's an extra $25.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Is that an item?
Keep moving on. Was there anything else?
Is there an original motion on this?
On the resolution.
All the strike-throughs plus the amendments we did.
Right.
I'll make a motion that we accept all of those amendments.
Okay.
Any
discussion on the amendments?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, all in favor?
They all beat me too.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Very good.
Welcome, Jill. How is the little one in your house?
Good.
Everyone in your house.
You asked them for pictures of
pictures.
Mr. Twin Man.
What's that?
We would like pictures.
Oh, yeah. I've got
pictures. Yeah. Nobody said.
Was it the same day or within days?
No.
You're the third?
I was the first.
Oh, okay.
First.
First in
the oh, right. A little bit on his head.
It was a couple of days. They changed it a couple of times.
Yeah.
But I guess it ended up being almost right on.
Yeah. Very good. Cool. All right. Well, we will move on to 207. That is confirming the appointment of Albert to the Ulster County Board of Health.
I'll move it.
Second. This is for Kathy's name. So good. This is a 5-year term. I believe in 2023, and this is a replacement, I think.
For the representative from the mayor of Kingston's office.
Any discussion? I know that there is some information.
Yeah.
I thought that was attached. Got any questions? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We will move to what we have next.
211.
Oh, yeah, 211. Yep. Resolution 211. This is proposed local law 11, 2018, prohibiting conversion therapy upon a minor in Ulster County.
I will move it.
Second.
And if
I had heard from Jonathan earlier today that he had planned on making it, but he had some work obligations. So he said that there weren't any changes to it, and there weren't any that I was aware of. I know it passed out of here, and I had laws and rules as well. So this is the law. I think it is in original form unless something was changed in laws or rules. I'm not sure, but it did pass out of there.
I don't think anything was changed, okay. And if the sponsor is agreeable, I'd like to be added to this.
Yes. Has Kathy no one in Ward 2? Yes, thank you. You know, I guess we're all on that in the committee then.
Well, that's true, but,
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Down to Jordan. All right, this is a institutional contract with after services. Okay. With after services. Family. And cool. Second. This is it's a state mandated review plus repair and related services. It's another state mandate. Through their managed welfare system, but it's
I just had a quick question. Why don't we just put 64? I'm sure there's a reason. I'm just wondering. Why don't we just put 64% state? Why don't we do 29.35?
Yeah, I had a question about how that was going to hit, because usually it says federal, state, and county. Yeah, I don't know if that was just a misprint that it says state twice.
It's different. So if you see their contract, the form of the contract, and all the terms of the state mandate. They determine what every rate for every particular provider is, and legal is written that way because we roughly pay about 62% net of federal funds, and the federal funds can be different depending on the services. So these providers serve, they provide different services to different members. It's complicated.
So it's all coming from the state.
That could be from different state programs?
Yeah. Some of the state programs may have been.
So maybe I could say something now that applies to all of the
I've never seen that before. It has to be a similar breakdown and other things we pay for. I just don't know why now we're changing it. That's all.
Of course, it's different state departments.
I don't know why you can go through
it. Gotcha.
Could I note that on every one of these contracts?
Could it be a misprint of some sort? I mean,
I don't know.
Shouldn't we correct that?
No, but the federal, state, that is that.
These are contracts that are renewed every 2 years, and they represent pretty much the totality of contracts that are used to foster children. Both of these contracts are more institutional spaces. These are children with very severe therapeutic needs, 24-hour psychiatric